O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 6, verses 56 through 69. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to John 6 by Jess Ray and Taylor Leonard. The raw acoustic sound of the recording draws us into an intimate space, first with the soloist and then with an ensemble of singers, an aural symbol that we are united with our God, no matter where we are on our path in life.
It doesn't matter if the whole world turns away. I will stay with you, my God. I will stay with you. It doesn't matter if the whole world turns away. I will stay with you, my God. I will stay.
Only you hold the words of life. Only you.
It doesn't matter if the whole world turns away. I will stay with you, my God. I will stay with you. It doesn't matter.
John 6:56-69. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." One thing you can't accuse Jesus of is being boring. Over and over again, Jesus does the unexpected, keeping everyone on their toes. In this passage, we have what some of his disciples call a hard saying. Jesus appears to be engaging in a church shrinking strategy, intentionally scaring people off. And the strategy is effective. In verse 66, we read that many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him, but some stuck around. And instead of pleading with the remaining disciples to stay, promising to speak more clearly, to tell them what they want to hear, he looks at them and simply asks, "Do you want to go away as well?" To which Peter simply replies, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Reading this passage, I'm struck by the reality that following Jesus has never been easy. And Jesus never promises that it will be. In fact, he explicitly guarantees the opposite on a number of occasions. So I love the honesty of Peter's response. Yes, Jesus says hard things. Following Jesus is hard. But what's the alternative? Where else are we supposed to go? Do you really want to leave the one who has the words of eternal life? Especially knowing what he did to secure it for us? Friends, Jesus isn't just a teacher who says hard things, not by a long shot. No, he's our Savior, the one who sacrifices himself so that we might go free, He is the bread of life, and his words give eternal life to all who believe. And there is no other place to go. Do you believe that? Are there places you're tempted to go to find life? Messages that sound appealing because they seem easier? I want to remind you of Peter's words in Acts 4:12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus is our only hope in life and death. In these next few moments, think about what other things you might be placing your hope in, other things that might be competing for your allegiance, and surrender those things to Jesus. Let's close with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.